Buchanan.
Here.
Wise.
Present.
Ballinger.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here. Okay, anybody sign up for the public participation?
No.
Okay.
Could we maybe get the gentleman that wants to do the minor subdivision, maybe let him come up and explain that a little bit so he doesn't have to sit through the whole thing if he doesn't want to?
Sure, that's fine.
Would that be all right?
Sure.
Thank you, Mr. Glaze.
Can I sit here?
Yes, sir.
Seat of honor.
My name is Bill Glaze, and I'm the president of Longview Community Bank, and I'm a board member of Longview Capital Corporation, which is based in Newman, Illinois. And Longview Community Bank owns what used to be the Farmers Bank of Mount Pulaski and also the Bank of Chestnut. And I've worked at the Bank of Chestnut for 12 years, many years ago back in the 90s, and I've been on the board there for 25 years. And I always thought we needed a branch in Clinton. We have a lot of customers in Kinney, Hallsville, Wapello, Midland City, Clinton, Lane, you know, just over the years. Chestnut's been in business since 1902. And especially when the bank in Kinney closed, we ended up with a lot of customers that just moved over. And so we've had the opportunity to buy some ground from Evergreen FS, and we would like to put a branch there. We have a building permit that was submitted and approved at the Planning Commission. But FS owns two parcels that needs to be subdivided, and the Planning Commission reviewed that, and I think we have everything up to their specifications. Work with Dana and the board. And I was really impressed. Dana kind of felt like you were being graded. He corrected everything and sent it back, and even punctuation he had it figured out. So I appreciate that. But anyway, we're looking forward to opening a branch in the spring. And, you know, we're also going to be merging with the Bank of Gibson City, which we also own. We've owned the Bank of Gibson City, our holding company, since 2008. So we'll have locations up 54 here. We're merging, I think it's March 10th. So anyway, like I said, we have existing customer base here. This will be convenient for them. We hope to do new business in town also. I went over to Dairy Queen, and you know, there's a bulldozer sitting there, which our contractor's a little anxious to get started. I had lunch in there the other day, and there was a lot of talk around, so it was interesting to just kind of be a fly on the wall. But we'll cooperate as much as we can with the Apple and Pork Festival. That seems to be one thing that people have a lot of concerns about. And we know they use that property once a year at the end of September. And so, you know, we may just close our location down for that day, because I'm not sure you could get in the driveway anyway, even if we were open. But we'll do the best we can to cooperate with them and accommodate whatever they need, because I know that's a big event for this town, and we don't want to be holding anybody up, and we want to promote that and encourage it as much as possible. So I've been in banking for 38 years. I started working in Springfield and have worked in a lot of smaller farm communities since then. We focus mainly on agriculture. We also do, you know, every other loan that all banks do, 1-4 family, residential mortgages, car loans, commercial loans. So we're looking forward to being here in Clinton and providing a new place for our customers to do business that's more convenient. Do you have any questions for me? Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Let everybody kind of know what's going on.
Yeah.
Like you, you're welcome.
Welcome to Clinton.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. Let's go ahead and take a vote on that. Got a motion for the approval of the subdivision?
Oh, you want to do that now?
Yes, go ahead and do that now. That way.
Let me find that one.
I have motion to approve resolution 2024-14, a resolution approving minor subdivision, Longview Capital minor subdivision. I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion. Please call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Motion's carried. Welcome to Clinton.
Thank you very much.
Good deal. Okay. Now, get back to the regular agenda and the minutes approval.
Yes. Motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of October 1, 2024 to be approved as submitted.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion. Please call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Motion's carried.
General Administration, $8,512.88. Economic Development, $805. Police, $2,179.43. Fire, $2,481.44. Streets, $5,313.37. Parks, $232,040.56. Public Health and Safety, $242.38. Audit, $1,000. Cemetery, $9,334.44. Water Operations, $73,913.15. Sewer Operations, $38.51. Special Tax Allocation, TIF 1, $77,007.99. Special Tax Allocation, TIF 4, $1,075. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $457,331.29. And Hospital Funded Depreciation, $54,272.32.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion. Please call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Motion's carried. Okay. Departments. Department of Public Affairs. The only thing I would have would be Halloween's coming up. So on the 31st, the trick or treat hours. As normal would be 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And that's all I have there. Department of Streets and Public Improvements.
All I have is just to remind everybody, of course, times is changing with our weather and stuff. The leaves are going to start falling. Just want to remind everybody. Usually we try to get the facts out. It's hard to tell exactly when, but usually the last week of October, 1st of November. Just ask everybody, please, you know, get your leaves out, close you can to the road, but not in the road. And also, before we put the vac, you know, run the vacs, please put everything in bags and set out for us to pick up. We really can't tell definite what time, you know, when the vacs come out, but, you know, as soon as we can, we'll get them out. And also, you can keep track on our Facebook page and our city website of where the vac is that day. We'll start up in Zone 1. Work through. We got five different zones. It'll be posted every day. Sometimes we'll get through a zone a day. Sometimes, depending on how heavy it is, it may be a day or two before we get through to the next zone. So just want to make everybody aware of it. Coming up, Steve, you got anything to add?
May want to just mention, but you'll have a chance in November. November is our last brush pickup
right,
until
yeah.
March.
I forgot about that. Thanks.
And you've got time at the next meeting, but I just remembered that as well. So we'll want to remind folks. That
yeah, November
pickup
through
is the last.
November through February, yeah, or December, January, February, yeah.
Okay. Unless we have a storm.
Unless we have a storm, right. Yeah. So, that's all I have.
Is East Washington Street still going to be closed for the
haunted house till the end of the month, last week.
All right.
That's just on weekends, though, Friday, Saturday, and Sundays.
Yeah. Okay, Department of Public Property.
Okay, I don't have a whole lot, but we did in a couple of meetings ago, we were talking about the maintenance on the well behind the YMCA. They got that pulled. There is a problem with the motor. There's that was having some vibration, and while they're tearing it all apart, they wanted to check everything. That motor had been taken over to their shop. They're going to take and look it over. Some bearings and some different things was in it that they were going to take and go over, but that motor is over 20 years old. That they're going to look it over and see. They're the experts, so we're going to let them look it over. And if it's just replace bearings and just rework it, that's fine. But if not, we will probably be getting a new motor on that well. But everything else in the bottom looked great. The screens were good. The intake, everything down there and that part of it, they scoped, they looked at, looked really good. So we were lucky there. But just that motor that runs it, and if it would take in like the, when it stops, it can be spinning the wrong direction. And if it does that and the power come back on without having that governor and the things fixed, it could spin it right off and drop everything down. We had that years ago where we lost one, and they had a heck of a time with it. And so that's why it really is crucial to fix that part of it. So they've got it in there, and they're working on it, and I'll be able to give you a better idea in the next meeting. I can tell you what they found and how it's back together or whatever. But it's normal maintenance, but then they found this part was bad on it. So they've got it in and working on it, and we'll go from there. And other than that, it's just been normal, everyday stuff. They're out there trying to get leaks fixed and tearing up Quincy Street, so it makes you happy, Tom. I'm sorry about that. But, eventually, we'll get that taken care of. We'll get that next project. So, but that's all I have.
Okay. Department of Public Health and Safety.
First, I just want to mention last Wednesday night was our fire truck parade. We had a lot of trucks, filled the downtown. Good participation. Thank Blake for lining all that up. Also, thank Blake and his crew, which was several firemen, for spending a whole week or more at the schools with the kids. And there was a lot of time involved in that. I don't know, how many kids did you guys reach, Blake?
1,100
kids that went through fire prevention. So thank you for that. Also, the Apple and Pork, we manned medical for that down there, and it was kind of an uneventful year, really, so which is good. That's all I got on the fireside. Ben, you got anything?
I don't have anything tonight.
I believe that's all I got, then.
Okay. Report from the Department of Accounts and Finances. You got anything, Clint?
Nope.
Okay. Unfinished business.
All right. First up, we've got a motion to approve Resolution 2024-12, a resolution accepting offer for Lot 16 of Park Lane West Subdivision, and direct the city attorney, city clerk, and city staff to complete the sale of said lot.
Okay. Is there a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion? Please call the roll.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Motion's carried.
Next, we have motion to approve Resolution 2024-13, a resolution approving the content of certain executive session meeting minutes.
Make the motion.
For a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion? Please call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmund?
Yes. Motion's carried.
Did we
only take care of 215?
No. Demolition.
We already approved the other one, yep.
Oh, I approved the new one, and no new business.
Well, how about the approval of 215 Julia?
I skipped that one.
Yeah, the first one.
Oh, that's the 216 East Julia.
Yeah.
I didn't write one for that. Sorry. But that would be a written motion to approve the 215 East Julia Street demolition bid with Dial Excavating in the amount of $18,500.
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion?
Just so everybody knows, this is a house that has come in total disrepair. We had animal control down there, and they were involved in everything. Then we took it to the next level. We went through, Taylor and I went through John Hoblett and got all the legal proceedings done, and we are doing a quick demolition on it. So that's where we're at, and hopefully it'll be down in the next couple weeks.
Okay, please call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes, motion's carried. Any other business? Okay, entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Please call the roll.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes, motion's carried. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you. Thank you.